Cigars International is the ultimate destination for premium handmade cigars. Visit www.cigarsinternational.com/TFLtruck or use code TFLtruck at checkout for 20% off plus free shipping on your entire order. Known as the industry leader, Cigars International offers the largest selection, unbeatable prices, and a customer service experience that is second to none. One of the best things I can think of as someone who enjoys a good cigar is spring, summertime, being able to hang out with my friends on the deck or even go camping and have a few stogies while enjoying the outdoors and the warm weather. It is one of my favorite things. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. Visit www.cigarsinternational.com/TFLtruck or use the code TFLtruck at checkout for 20% off plus free shipping on your entire order.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Shop at Lowe's today. We help. You save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Hey guys, we're here at Boyce Equipment, where we just picked up a rather big truck.
One heck of a truck, I would say.
Yeah, one heck of a truck. And in this podcast/video, we're gonna walk through the yard, show you how these guys build these monster trucks. And we're also gonna do a walk around of our monster truck that we just bought and show you exactly what we got, because this is like your very own real life Tonka.
Yeah, because at first, when we were ordering it many months ago, I had my mixed feelings, right? It's really awesome. What is it going to be like? But the moment I saw this truck, something clicked.
Is that when you fell in love, Andre?
I fell in love. And not with you, Roman.
Yes, I know. Are we going to title this Russian in Love?
No.
And not with Borscht?
No, this is Big Truck Heaven.
Big Truck Boys.
Big Truck Heaven, can we name that?
Yes, we could do that. Anyway, okay. Let's start with the walk around and show them kind of how these trucks come into life.
It's amazing.
All right, Dale, so you got a big parts business, don't you?
We do, yep. Yeah. So a lot of our parts, we have obviously a downstairs, we have an upstairs, new parts, used parts for all these trucks that we work on.
Axles. So.
Oh yeah, a lot of axles, a lot of axle parts for sure as well.
Well, so, let's go look at the process.
Out here. Yeah, for sure.
So, walk me through the process. So somebody calls you up and says, Dallas, I want a big ass truck.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And then do you tell them what truck, or do they pick out their truck, or how does that work?
Yeah, a lot of the times guys kind of already know what they want.
Yep.
So it's more of just kind of talking over to find out exactly what the truck is being used for, and then kind of going that direction.
Hey, let's look at these
axles. Here's some examples of some rear axles, Rockwell axles. You got a front right there that he's got. So we do a lot of rebuilds right out of these military trucks as well. So
is that a lot of work to rebuild it? Or?
You know what, they're not too bad. They're really not too bad. As long as you have the parts and you've got the knowledge behind them, makes them pretty easy.
All right, so this looks like our truck before you bobbed it.
Yeah, so like kind of like you said, like a basic phone call, a guy will call up and he'll say, hey, I really like the M35A3. This is what I want to do to it, build it for us. So. We kind of spec everything out, go over everything, and then we'll go out in our yard, which we'll go later, and pick out a truck that we want to work on, and then we build it from there.
So this is basically our truck, right?
Yeah, this is just same model as your truck now.
So mm-hmm. It looks like you can put on
AC. Yep. AC is going to be going on this truck.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. And then this was a fire truck originally, right?
What's that?
This was a fire truck.
Yep. It used to be a fire truck. I actually had a big tank on the back end of it.
All right, and then where do you decide where to bob it?
So again, the size is all dependent on the bed size.
Yeah.
So depending on where you're at, we remove this whole axle assembly out, the trunnion completely out. And then really you take, doesn't matter which rear axle you go with. So we pick a rear axle, we put the front suspension on the rear, and then just kind of bob it from there and cut it down.
And what was this used for originally? What, this big ass?
These were for like, from what I understand, obviously towing capacity, but when they were lifting them in and out of like planes and loading them and whatnot, that's kind of like the tie hooks to go to for that.
And why do people want to bob them? Just because they're too long?
A lot of it could be just the length of it. Yeah. A lot of guys want a shorter wheelbase. They want a little bit more top end speed on the roads and whatnot. So that's probably the main reasons of why.
You know what's so cool about this truck? That Pine Valley Fire Department.
I know, right?
I know.
Yeah.
If I were
just south of here.
If I were, you know, buying this truck, I'd be like, keep it red.
Keep the red. Yeah.
Keep that
for
Pine Valley.
Yep, for sure. So.
And what are these pretty robust trucks when you get them? Are they?
Yeah. No, I mean they're really good. I mean, starting, you know, being in Utah, you know, it gets cold here, just like Colorado. But yeah, I mean, they start pretty good in the winter. You know, when it's cold outside. Yeah, they're pretty resilient for sure.
All right, and then here we have this is a 5-ton.
Yeah,
right?
This is a 5-ton, 6x6, and then you can kind of see the bobbed version of it.
Yeah, let's look at it. Yeah, yeah. So this was a military truck. I love the dual horns.
Oh yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you get these trucks? Like at military sales?
Yeah, so a lot, like you can get them on auctions.
Yep.
You can get them a lot from, say, like a rancher or whatnot, and he's like, hey, I'm done using these trucks, I don't need them no more. So we can kind of pick them up from places like that as well.
And I love that you go with what, 40, what these are probably like.
Yeah, so these are the stock tires. Yeah. They're typically dualed.
Okay.
So usually there's two. These are the 1120s. That's kind of what came stock. And then they went to like a super single where they had six tires all the way around. So that's where you can go kind of bigger. You know, 46 of what's on your truck now. And then 40, 48s, 53s, you know,
let's look at the finished product. Because, wow, that is a truck you could take into some pretty deep water.
Yeah, and you can see here, one thing that you can tell the difference, this guy put his exhaust out the back.
Yeah, I see that.
So the exhaust is usually kind of up on the side, and that kind of helps with kind of deep water and whatnot. So this one, he wanted the bed as close to the back of the cab as he could. So that's why we just kind of dumped out the exhaust on this back side is kind of what we had done. Just ran it through.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, this is a very tall truck. He's got air IC up there, and there's so much. You know,
yeah, there's still even room inside here with a 53.
And do you put a bigger winch on it when it's a heavier truck?
Yeah, that's
truck?
An 18. Yeah, usually we do that. Then we kind of have our own bumpers that we kind of have made up.
Oh yeah,
with our
that.
Logoing.
Yeah, I gotta say I'm a little jealous. I got a little truck envy going on
now. Oh yeah,
I
for
mean,
sure.
Let's face it, in America, bigger is always it's better.
Right.
So
for sure.
What is this going to be used for? Do you know what the owner plans?
You know what? This, I don't know. Yeah. I really don't. I think he's using it. I don't know if it's got a, did this have a dump hoist on it? No. No dump hoist. Yeah. I think he's just around the yard probably is what he's using it for.
Yeah. And are the smaller trucks quicker in terms of top speed? Or does it matter?
Doesn't really matter a whole lot. This will probably,
50 to 60,
yeah, this will probably go the same. Probably 60, 65 down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at this. Let's look at the raw stuff out here.
And then this one is just an A2 version.
Okay.
So same 2.5-ton. This one's just a little bit different because it's got the Moldafuel engine in it.
What's the difference?
You can burn different fuels.
Oh, so this is the multi-fuel.
Yeah, the Moldafuel. Yeah.
I gotcha. So you could burn like kerosene.
Yeah.
You could burn French fry oil.
You name it. Yeah.
Obviously diesels. Have you tried that?
I haven't personally. Yeah? I haven't. I've heard guys doing it. Yeah. Kerosene, I've heard that. Jet fuel, I've heard that. Guys always call and ask, and I've always kind of told them, do your best to kind of wean off the old gas and put the new one in.
So clear out whatever's in there?
Yeah.
So would this be something that like a prepper would buy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
for
thinking,
sure.
Yeah, they're figuring like, hey, if I need to bug out, I'm going to not have access to like good diesel.
Yeah, correct.
But I might have access to jet fuel.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a bug out vehicle for sure.
Okay. Yep. All right. Cool.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah. All right. We did a video of that. Oh, this is a long time ago with another company here called Plan B.
Yes.
That was their
correct.
Whole thing, doing bug out.
They're really big into the Humvees, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
And they're just north of us.
Okay. All right, let's walk this way.
Yeah, for sure. These are all going to be just kind of more trucks that are going to be more buildable trucks and whatnot, parts trucks. We still part out some of these trucks. I hate to do it sometimes, but when they're not in the greatest shape, we just take them down and get all the good nuggets off of them.
I love the old Jeep, man. You got a lot of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just barely got some of these in. You know, we even had the older Dodge M37s in here, but we just sold a grundle of those.
So do you Do you do the buying, or does your dad do the buying? Are you
Mark, the owner, he mostly does a lot of the buying is what he does, and then I'm kind of on the sales part of it.
Gotcha.
So, good little partnership we've got, you know.
So he's
has father
a fun,
son.
He has a fun job, right? He's online.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he gets to spend the big bucks. Yeah for sure.
Buying the auction.
He
stuff.
Probably doesn't want me to buy, because I would probably just buy. You know,
well, you know, so, you need to sell.
Right.
Buy,
exactly.
Buy.
Exactly. But
right, so these are parts trucks.
Yeah. A lot of these are parts. Like this truck right here. This is leaving out of here today.
OK.
So.
And do you ever resell an entire truck?
What's that?
Do you ever resell an entire truck? You buy it as is and somebody says, I want it without fixing it up.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah. Like for an example, like this big Het.
Yeah. Let's look at that.
I don't know much about them.
Yeah. They're tank haulers.
Yeah.
Right?
They're huge. Right.
Yeah.
So it runs, everything works on it. It's operational.
Yeah.
So I'd sell it just as it is.
Now I was, when we were looking at our truck, I was online kind of poking around at trucks.
Uh-huh.
And these aren't actually that expensive because they're so big and, you know?
Yeah, I think it's...
You'd think this would be a $100,000
truck. You would think so, yeah. And I think it all depended on the end user
and
what they're using it for and whatnot, so...
Wow, look at that. I wonder how heavy of a winch that is. That's got to be...
Yeah, and that winch...
Look at that winch
cable.
The cable
is all winded up in it, so that's something you would have to address for sure. But so, even in the inside of it, it's probably the nicest cab I've ever seen.
So it's an 8x8.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, that
but
is...
They're, it's nice.
There's a lot going on in there.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah,
so.
Have you driven one of these yet?
I have not driven. I drove in the. I rode in it
when
we got it. So I didn't drive it.
So this was, you know, you could a tank hauler.
Yeah, it's
right?
A tank hauler. Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Okay, so I wonder what that wood is for. You see see those little
boxes? Make chalks maybe
chalks,
for
that's
yeah.
Thinking,
that's
yeah.
kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Putting in between the tires or
and
something.
I like the fact that you got these two giant winches, and then there's this little baby winch.
I know. It's some of the things the military comes up with is pretty crazy.
All right, we got the tank on. Now we need to winch up the.
Now we got to winch up something that's with the tank. We don't know exactly,
we
but
don't need
it's something.
Big winches.
You know?
These are cool. These are really cool.
Yeah.
I think these are Oshkosh too.
Yeah, Oshkosh made them. Correct.
Holy cow. And you know what? I'm sure the way the government is, I'm sure they procured these for a discount.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm sure they were.
For sure. Then you got like older trucks, like that's an old 800 series 5-ton, and then that's a 900 series 5-ton. So that's the difference, like 70s and then 80s.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more, like the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Shop at Lowe's today. We help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Cabs are bigger, like that cab is exactly the same as the cab that's on your truck now.
Let me show you something I just spotted. So you know I'm from Colorado, right?
Yes.
Well, there's a town that's kind of pretty funky up my way.
Uh-huh.
It's called Nederland.
Look at that. There's their truck right there.
This is their truck.
That's their old fire truck.
Fire
that was
truck,
retired.
Yeah, this came from, it's Ned. We call it Ned. So if you guys are from Ned and you're wondering what ended up with your fire truck, it's
there
right
it is.
Here.
It's
there
right here. It's being parted out. It's from being, what it looks like.
So, you can't bob it. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry.
And you think this thing was either red or purple? I'm guessing it was red.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like it might have had something underneath the red for sure.
Yeah. All right, let's go around. Let's look at the dump truck.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Cool. This is definitely a fire truck, right?
Yeah.
Color. Military truck. So we were lucky. And
that's a 7-ton. That's what they call an MTBR.
Oh,
yeah, that's a 7
Look at
Oshkosh.
That thing.
Yeah,
oh
that's
gosh.
A bigger. That's a big one too.
Oh my gosh, that is a big truck. Wow. That. I wonder what the engine is in there.
So we don't go smaller here. I guess we just go bigger.
You don't go small.
Right.
Yeah. And we were lucky when we found ours. Tommy came here and got to actually pick out the truck. I think.
Yeah. No, he
Which
picked out the
cool.
truck. Yeah. We went with the original truck he picked out.
So
yeah, that was cool.
So here
here's a
dump
truck.
Yeah. Let's check this out.
Yep. An M931 is what they call these.
Okay.
I would say the only downfall to these is like the beds aren't that big.
As far as
the bed sides. So what a lot of guys will do is they'll actually build up the sides. In fact, I think I've got a truck. I'll have to show it. The guy basically took a piece like this and he welded it on top so he could carry more. Kind of a unique thing, but That's the only kind of downside, I would say. It's just a shorter bed.
So are all these trucks buildable?
Yeah, I would say majority of all these trucks are for sure buildable.
Here's another fire department.
Less this one. This one's a parted out one for sure.
So Hurricane Valley, I think that's here, right? Hurricane Utah.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So that's got to be a local truck. And then what's over on this row? This is so cool.
It's like
a giant toy.
Yeah, just more deuce and a halves.
Yeah.
Things like that. We just
need
to get
to.
Yeah, we've got, Mark's definitely, he's not necessarily a collector or hoarder because everything's for sale.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
And I'm sure it's sticking. Well, you've been in business, what, 80 years?
60 years.
60 years.
80, that'd be nice. That would be the cap. I'd like to keep it to 80. That'd be cool.
So that's another 20 years. A lot of trucks that have come.
Yeah, there's a lot of trucks.
All right, I was wondering this.
Mm-hmm.
Some dude or dudette. Young lady, bought a truck from you guys like 30 years ago and just loved it and used it. Do the old ones ever come back and they're like, hey, I've used this so much, can you guys
upgrade it?
Did that happen? Where they're like, now I want air conditioning.
We've done that. It's just, I think it's really hard because of the popularity of these trucks. I mean, right now on the 2.5 tons, we're about 12 to 14 months out on wait time, build time.
Yeah.
So it's popular and we can only catch up so far. And we do not shortcut anything. We go through everything the best we can and whatnot. So it takes us a while to build these trucks. But yeah, if there's a customer that's like, hey, put me in line, I want you to build our truck, yeah, we'll do it.
You do the Jeeps too? You guys do?
Not as much. Yeah. These are just a rarity. They built in the late 60s and they only built so many of them. So I would say about 10, 15 years ago, we were getting into them a little bit more, but because of parts and whatnot, it's just hard to come by.
Like everything else, right? People, styles.
100%.
All of a sudden, like power wagons are the thing.
Yes,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? And then Jeeps become the thing.
Exactly, yep. Yeah. Kind of the same thing here,
yeah,
so.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, these have been kind of in some ways kind of phased out. We don't do a ton of them like we used to. And in fact, we'll probably sell these as is.
So you say you do what, 20 to 30 trucks a year or something
like
that?
Yeah, I would say close to that.
What percentage of those do people actually drive out of here? We're towing ours out of here. Andre wanted to drive it and I'm like, it's going to be a long drive, Andre.
Yeah.
I should have let him drive.
You should have let him drive it.
I should have let him drive. I was just trying to I was just worried about taking on the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Especially going over two passes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's going to be fine.
Right. That's where you guys get to test it out and see.
We will, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to take a brand new truck and go over Vail Pass and the Eisenhower Tunnel.
Yep,
it's just going to be, a lot.
For sure. Yep, for sure.
But what percentage of you guys actually drive them out of here versus tow them?
Yeah, I would say it's a very low percentage.
Yeah,
a lot of guys that do drive them out here are mostly going to be local guys that, if they're be Idaho or within the state of Utah, whatever around us, they'll probably pick them up. But mostly we ship them out of here. I mean, we just shipped a couple to Florida, here just a couple weeks ago. So, mostly these trucks kind of go all over the country. So a lot of times it's just mostly towing them.
Yeah, and then
mowing them.
I've been watching and some of them are coming up for sale like on Bring a Trailer. Do you ever watch that?
What is it?
Bring a Trailer. That's like a website.
I can't say I have.
Yeah. Like you'll see people flipping them.
Oh, okay.
Or selling them,
Got you. Got you.
So I think if you go online at any time, you will find some of your trucks for sale.
Got you. Yeah.
So I was just wondering if you
We have people that they'll call up if somebody passed away or they're just looking to just move on from it or whatnot. A lot of times they'll call here and they'll say, hey, would you buy it back? And I go, well, I'm not necessarily going to buy it back, but I'll try helping you sell it. So we'll put the truck on our website.
Okay.
We'll advertise it for them.
So they don't have to wait. Maybe.
Yeah.
If you want one.
Exactly. And I'll call one of our built, say a guy had just barely ordered a truck and I'm like, hey, it's 12 months. But this truck came up and it's exactly kind of like what he's looking at.
Perfect.
I'd call him and say, hey man, you could get this truck now.
No waiting.
You know what I mean? No waiting. So, and that's happened before.
Yeah.
So.
And do you improve the trucks over the years? Are there like things that you were doing 10 years ago that you don't do now?
Yeah, I think as time kind of evolves and you do different things and people have different ideas of what they would like to do, then we show that people are like, oh, I want to do that. And then you start incorporating it in a lot of your builds and whatnot. So yeah, it's definitely changed for sure. From AC, these trucks didn't have air conditioning, So now you've got a couple different units. Yeah, I know, right? But now you have a couple different units that you can use for AC and whatnot. And like I said, they've got, you know, parts for the differential, like air lockers and Detroit lockers. So yeah, it's kind of a evolving thing for sure.
Dallas, it's like a little toy on my desk came to life. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It just looks super, super awesome. But let's go over like all the elements, because I've never driven one of these. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to operate it. I don't know. I want to see all the options you guys added to it.
For sure. So obviously the first option we can see right out, you got the 15,000 pound winch. It's an electric winch. Very easy to use. You just plug and play.
And this is kind of a the bumper that used to be there and just kind of dressed up and
painted? Yep, correct. Yeah, bedlined it. You know, it's always nice to kind of bedline the front bumpers. Usually they take the abuse a lot of the time. So it kind of doing that, that's kind of a more popular thing that guys are starting to do now.
It's massive.
Yep.
Lots of hooks.
For sure.
All right, so that was a big item that we selected, and I think we really need that.
Yeah, correct. If you go along the side, you can kind of see here, we actually have our own power steering kit that we put on this.
Can you kind of point to that?
Yeah, so just right here, you got the steering box and whatnot. The biggest thing was these trucks already had like a steering assist on it, but it was all aromatic.
Okay.
So the drawback to that is if you had any sort of an air leak, it just gonna bog it down. You won't have any power steering. But this is all mechanical.
You make your own custom wheels. And this is a 46 inch tall tire.
This is a 46 inch tall tire. And then obviously we've got the lockout hubs to kind of go.
And this is also something you built.
That's correct. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But it's still a six lug bolt pattern.
Correct. Yep.
So if you have a Rockwell axle, these are 2.5 ton axles, right?
Yep. That's correct. Uh-huh. That is correct.
Nice. We haven't talked about the engine. So can we pop the hood? By the way, this is Steve.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah.
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 I see your name.
It's a dead giveaway.
They have this crease on the metal hoods that just rot out. So a lot of times we change the hoods on them. And it's a lot lighter. Look, we still got some tape on there.
Yeah, we wanted to save the chrome cap.
Woo!
Look at this. It's being unwrapped. It's like it's like Christmas.
Little bling there.
You don't see that on an Army truck much.
It's like Christmas, man.
Yeah.
So tell me about the engine, because
engines, I don't know a ton about them.
Okay.
You know, it's a 3116 Caterpillar motor.
It's basically a 6.6 liter straight six, like very similar to what in a Dodge Ram, for example, or a
Ram
truck.
They use them in a lot of different stuff like that. Like I say, I'm not real familiar with it.
Okay. But it's been completely gotten over?
Yeah, I mean, these motors are, like, they're bulletproof. I mean, as far as, you know, the Cat motor, we've had really good luck with them. You know, I can't really say that they're notorious for anything particular, you know?
So. Okay.
We don't rebuild these ones. We tune these ones up is kind of what we do, you know what I mean? So really don't have to do much to these, like you said. And they use them in a lot. I've even seen them in a lot of, like, marine, like boats and buses and things like that. So very popular engine.
So what's the power level, do you think? Like high 200s? Or?
I would say close to 200. I wouldn't 200. Say high 200.
Really?
I would say it's more close to 200 than anything.
And like... torque wise
I don't know, what do you think torque wise I mean,
what's the spec say
compared to the molded fuel?
170 horsepower.
Okay,
there you go, 170. So not
at 2700 RPMs.
Okay,
is what it's saying.
So we've got a Caterpillar 3116, which is a six cylinder, which is pretty amazing. Four-speed automatic. Now tell me about for example, I haven't operated this winch.
Right.
Can you kind of show me the switches? And
you know, these electric winches are real simple. Yeah, you can just hook it over the free spool.
Let's try it.
Pull the cable out. And then in your glove box, you should have a controller.
Uh-huh.
That you can just plug in there. It's actually got a controller, and then they give you a little bit of a soft nylon strap. Then this guy just plugs in there.
And that's a mile marker. And this is a 15,000, right? 15?
Yeah.
15,000 pound capacity.
24 volt. And you just put that. Push
and
back
it runs on 24 volts, you said. That's interesting, because the base of the truck is 24 volts.
Right. And then just in and out, you can, you know, you can do out.
Or in.
Pretty simple. You know, the military winches are nice, but it takes a... You gotta have half an army to run them, you know. They gotta have a guy in the truck, you gotta have a guy out here, you know. And it's these we've just found are just real simple
and more capable, too.
Real simple, real forward, straightforward. They just don't have the cool look of the military winch, you know. I like the big winch on the front.
That's okay.
Know.
This looks plenty.
I mean, yeah,
plenty.
It's tucked back there. It looks like it belongs there, you know. So they turn out pretty good. We've had good luck with them.
So these military engines, right? Uh-huh. Well, Caterpillar is a company that still exists, obviously. I mean, Caterpillar
right.
has
yeah,
its own reputation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the military trucks, I mean, and also for boat applications, marine applications,
mm-hmm.
durability is key, right?
Right. Yeah, and like I say, we've had really good luck with these motors. I don't think I've ever brought a truck in to build and had to pull a motor out because, we couldn't get it going. I mean, sometimes they're a little bare when they've been sitting to get them, the fuel system prime back up. But usually once they, they're pretty resilient. I really like the 3116. I wish they would do this truck with, a standard transmission.
A manual.
I like the standard application myself.
I want to ask you about the wiring by the hitch really quick.
Okay.
So let's walk around. All right, Steve. So this is the hitch that originally came with the truck, right?
Pintle hitch.
It's the pintle.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit tall, and it's meant for military trailers, right?
Right.
So we pull a lot of standard trailers.
Correct.
So I had you guys add this.
Okay.
So 7-pin connector, but you have to step it down, right, from 24 volts
to
12,
so you still
right?
got your original military application if you're going to pull a military trailer.
Okay.
And they sit up higher, you'd have no problems with that. You still can plug into all that. That's still all working. And then this is for like more of a civilian trailer.
Yeah.
12 volt, obviously.
7-pin.
Right. So so if, like your camp trailer there, that's a 12 volt application.
Yeah.
We've got a reducer box up under the frame here that we build here in house. And it does all that for you. It reduces it down to 12 volt.
Very,
that
very
way
nice.
You can plug in,
Okay. Let's go in the cab.
Okay.
Maybe you can be in the driver's seat, and then you can kind of talk through the switches and all that stuff.
We can do that.
Yeah,
no problem.
All right, so you also edit the key, because usually these trucks don't have keys.
Usually
they just
have a battery switch. The military a lot of times has a chain that they have like welded to the seat or bolted to the seat. You put it around the steering wheel with the paddle lock, that's their security system.
That's the security, but we have an ignition key, which is traditional, kind of.
Yeah, we do that on most trucks. Cold start is kind of, it's got like an ether bottle under the hood.
Okay.
When you're cranking it, you can give it a little squirt. But honestly, these things, they cold start real well.
Unless you're in Alaska,
well,
40,
yeah,
but that's a different story.
But then, you're going to have a block heater, you're going to have it plugged in, that's going to help as well, as far as the cold start on these is in our, around here, you probably won't ever need it.
Okay. So a couple more switches. So there's a fuel shut off. There's a heater. Can you just kind of walk from left to right, kind of?
Honestly, the fuel shut off, I'm not exactly sure what that entails.
Okay.
I believe it's just like an emergency shut off. If you shut this off and the solenoid doesn't shut off, this is another way. Can't hold me to that for sure, because I'm not positive on that.
Okay, that's
okay. This is just, once you turn it on, this is how you start the motor. And you
just crank this switch.
That's just the start switch.
Let's try it.
That just fires up the truck.
Okay.
And to shut it off, you just kill the batteries.
Okay.
You don't have to shut it off here. This is your heater, obviously. Highs up, lows down. And if you have you can hear it.
You can hear the fan.
Yeah, you can hear the fan and low. And as you do your heater, you have to pull your duct work open.
Okay.
So, this is your defrost. This will move the air up to your windshield. And then this is your other, I think it just pretty much turns on the heater.
Okay.
Because the duct work's closed.
Uh-huh.
So that basically turns it on with the switch. Your headlight switch here, this one's a little more complicated. This right here is in the off position. And when
can you see it, Kevin?
And in the off position, I mean, it says on it too, it's just kind of hard to read. But in the off position, you have no brake lights, you have no headlights, you have no blinker switches.
Zero lights.
You shut off your whole lighting.
That's stealth mode, right?
I think it is. I think it's so that you don't accidentally, blow your cover and hit the headlights.
Yeah.
That's just kind of always how I've looked at it. And this lever here, all it does is, it's just a lock. This is releases the other switches, because this is locked at this point. So that's just makes it so you can move it. And that right there would put it in, that'd be like your daytime driving mode.
Okay.
That'll give you signals, and it'll give you brake lights and your signals.
Okay.
The next one over would be a nighttime. Now you have headlights, taillights, signals, all your running lights are working. So that would be your at night. That would be at night.
Yeah.
This other direction is your blackout lights.
Yeah.
If you notice in your marker lights and stuff, there's a little cat eye.
Uh-huh.
That's your blackout lights. And, you know, I mean, you probably won't ever run them, but, you know, obviously you put it over to the blackout area.
And what's down here?
And then this one is your dash lights.
Okay.
Same thing. The walk unlocks it. This would be like, well, I think that one you can move without unlocking. That'll be dim. That'll be bright. And then if you go all the way down, that's your park lights. And I don't know why the military trucks are set up that way. When okay. you have your headlights on, you won't be showing park lights.
Okay.
If you turn on your park lights, it's going to cancel out your headlights. Why?
Okay. Maybe if it's in the yard or something, you know, just
not exactly
there.
100% okay. sure why it all works that way, but that's how they all work.
Do you know what this is?
This is for your air filter? Cleaner.
Okay.
So in your
for
air
the
cleaners,
engine air cleaner?
Yeah. So when it starts getting plugged up or whatever, it'll start.
So I've seen this under the hood usually, but... It's really cool that it's here, so the driver can see it.
Yeah, 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 it's, you know, and I don't know how accurate they really are, but, you know, once it gets up there, you know, and you can reset it. There's a little button there, you reset it. You know, so that's just an indicator for your, this is just a throttle lock, so, I mean, I don't
know
if it's...
Is that for slow speed, or...?
I think it's more for, like, if you have a PTO on it, and you're winching or something, and you need
to... So you want to set the RPM?
You want to set it up, maybe if... You know, it's cold, you're trying to warm it up, you know, you want to kick up the idle just a tiny bit. I've heard of guys using it for kind of cruise control. I don't know if
but
it's
it
recommended.
Sketchy,
I don't know. It says throttle, you know. I mean, I'm guilty of using the throttle lock in some of these trucks when I've drove them.
Well, let's say you're working in a field at your farm. You know, there's certain conditions, like, mm-hmm. not on a public highway maybe, but, like, right. there's certain conditions where you need that. Kind of speed control, right?
And yeah.
throttle control.
Yeah, you know, and that, you know, I'm sure there's uses for it, you know. You know, this one here is your, this one is the rear locker. So
yeah.
you put an ARB air locker in this.
Yeah, we did.
This will lock in your rear locker. And when it's locked in, you'll see the light lit up. And it's just, as far as just lock it in and release it. It's just an air switch. You know,
is there an air tank somewhere?
There's
where it built
there's
up?
Three air tanks on this truck.
Okay.
So we can kind of I can kind of show you that.
Yeah.
And so that just engages your locker in the rear so that you have full posi.
Okay.
And then this will actually engage your front end so that it, you know, it basically turns the transfer. It tells the transfer case to start pushing power to the front.
To the front.
And
is there like a high and low, or is it just
there?
One?
The high low is right here. It's okay. manual winkage. Up is high. Down.
Down
you
is
know,
low.
It's high, neutral, low.
Okay.
You know, and you'll want to pretty much be at a stop to.
And in neutral, probably.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it don't really matter on that.
Okay.
I mean, you can be in driver, you know, you can be in gear, but, you know, I mean, the transfer case does have synchros in it, but it's going to be not, you know, it appreciates
it. And is it the Rockwell unit, or what unit is
it's,
it?
It's a T136 airshift transfer case is
okay.
what it's called. There's a couple different styles. They had an old Sprague style in the earlier days that you couldn't engage it with the air switch. It was just once your tires spun, you know, so far the front, you know, it had a Sprague in there that would start pulling with the front end, you know. And so we call those boat anchors for the most part anymore, you know. So and that engages your front end, and the same thing, just in and out, you know, just that air switch is just in and out. Pretty simple. Really cool feature.
And what about the brakes? Are they air and hydraulic, or
they are an air over hydraulic
okay.
system, so they're an actual hydraulic brake. They have a typical wheel cylinder as
and drum brakes.
Drum brake, you know, but they have a typical wheel cylinder, and then just this the power assist of the air
is air
has called what's called an air pack
okay.
that does the air side of it.
And then we have the RPM gauges, speedometer.
Yeah, you got temp, you got, you know, oil pressure, fuel, your volt gauge for your charging, you know, oil pressure.
Very typical stuff, really
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, your trans temp's over here a little farther to the right.
Yeah.
Looks like you guys went ahead and put in a power
Woo!
Port.
Woo! Now I can use Google Maps.
And that should be a...
12 volt.
Yeah, you must. You
yeah, there's
have
a,
an
under
inverter.
The seat. Yeah, we do.
Under the seat that gives you 12 volt there. I'm not exactly sure which one you went with. You might be able to hook up some other 12 volt stuff as far as, you know, radio or CB radio, stuff like that.
Accessories,
obviously, wipers, you know, you turn them on there. I think they got a couple.
Is it to the right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just I think there's high and low. You know.
And also, this window tilts forward, right?
Right. These things are kind of tight. Pretty obnoxious, and sometimes they do get a little snug. But if you leave them loose, they sit and rattle like, and they don't drive you nuts. But yeah, if you can get them loosened up, they can usually pop the windows open. Oh, a little bit of wet paint there. Came right off the rubber. It doesn't stick to the rubber.
Look, Roman.
But yeah, you can drive these around. Also, if you ever take the top off, you can actually fold the windshield down on the under the hood.
Okay.
Most guys don't, you know.
And the top is just like some bolts or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, it's just, you know, bolted across the front.
Yeah.
This one's a little different where you got the AC unit involved. And
yeah, I don't know.
Kind of set up not to take off. And
yeah, I don't
point,
know if we'll
you know,
ever
adding this kind of stuff. But, you know, in a perfect day, you know, they do let this fold down.
How do we engage the AC?
The AC is just an on-off switch right here.
Okay.
Just on-off. This is your cold, you know, cold or, you know, whatever. And we went and got that all charged. It should work. This is just a drain for the condensation, you know, once it
goes down.
Once it's cool and then it, you know, warms back up, they'll sometimes de-thaw and a little bit of water. You know, they recommend, you know, idling it for a little while. You know, if you've been running it down the road with the turbo cooled down, it's kind of like, you know, most of your turboed pickups and diesel trucks.
Just to keeping... taking care
just
of the
just to get
machinery.
It down to running temperature before you just, you know, shut it down.
Can you show me those air tanks?
Yeah.
All right, so let's start with the air tanks first.
So the air tanks, you can't see them real well.
Behind the step, maybe?
They are right there. You can see the drains. There's a drain here and a drain there.
Okay.
It looks like there's only two tanks in there, but the one tank is actually two.
Okay.
You know, you'll have, their tanks are probably about, 8-9 inches in
like
diameter.
Like a basketball kind of?
Yeah, about that size. They're probably 2 feet long.
Okay.
And but yeah, you want to definitely drain the air. The air, you know, because the
condensation.
It'll build condensation, and then you know the it'll get in the air pack and whatnot.
How often?
They say daily, but you can put some quick drains on them. But it's just they're just little pack tops like that. You know, you can just.
Yeah, and there's another one. I see it.
Yeah,
yes, it's a little bit further in.
Right, that's for the other tank.
Yeah.
So there's this tank closest to the rail has two sides of it. It's got a separator in the middle. And then the third one over there is a big tank, which...
And where the, how do you know what the pressure, or is there like a semi-truck where it tells you the pressure of the tanks?
Yeah, there's an air gauge in here, and there's actually an air buzzer that will come on when the air pressure is below what they want you to drive it at.
Okay.
And once that buzzer goes off, it kind of, you know...
That means there's maybe a leak or something happening?
If the buzzer comes on while you're cruising down the road, it's a good indication something's not right.
Maybe the compressor is not... engaged
or an airline sprung a leak or, you know, I mean, luckily with this truck, you can still have brakes, you know, just without the air system, it's just going to be like not power brakes.
Just use your foot.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, like you don't have power brakes, but they still will work.
Can you tell me a little bit about the spare and how to lower it?
Okay, looks like you guys went with just an 1120. It's not... You know,
it's not a full size.
Not a full size, so it's going to be kind of a donut tire if you guys get.
So you just put a wrench on this?
Yeah, we have a log wrench that we'll get you that actually fits the tires. You know, this is the same size as your wheel.
Okay.
So to do this thing, you'll have to crack these guys here loose.
Okay.
You just have to loosen them up, and then this tire kind of pivots so that the nuts go through the bigger holes.
Oh, I see.
And then you put your bar on here, and you got to crank on it so you can flip this up and then hang on to it because it'll
and then lower it
and then
this
lower
is not
it.
Light
no okay. It's not light, that's what they say. Hang on to your bar. Once it's loose, it's gonna, you know, it'll
wants to
take
come back.
Off on you.
Yeah
and then you just it'll lower it clear to the ground. It's got cable wrapped up around here that, you know, it'll lower it down. You can release the plate and get it through the wheel and then do whatever. You're not going to be able to put your flat tire in here. Those won't fit in here.
Yeah.
So
maybe throw it up above.
If you
above
get it up
now.
There, you're more...
Well, maybe there's two of us, okay?
Yeah, two guys might be able to get it that high. I don't know. That's a tall truck, so...
And can you show me the tailgate? We haven't opened that yet.
Yeah, these ones are easy. They just have, you know, just a quick pin on them. We put this... protector on the chains so they don't just beat on, you know, and you can hook these back up so that it's kind of a
a tailgate.
Extend it, or if you want to sit on the tailgate and have a sandwich, if you can get
or
up
or watch
there.
The game or something.
Yeah, you know, whatever. We do all the bed lining in-house.
And it looks like really wide. I mean, it looks like 5 feet or something. Do you know how wide it is?
I don't for sure. Okay. But it seems like you're probably right. Yeah, it
seems like it's over four, maybe.
Oh, it's definitely over four. You're right. I can't say I've ever measured one, but yeah,
I see some breathing tubes over there by the cab. Are those, do you know about that?
Those guys, I think they just come out of the fuel tank, but I can't positively.
So on the passenger side, here's the fuel tank.
I think it's just this breather right here.
Okay.
Is one of them, and I'm not positive what the other one is.
Okay.
You know, I haven't been working on these trucks.
And where are the batteries? Are batteries on this
right
side?
Batteries are right in here. You got two batteries. You know,
those are manly batteries.
And to access them, you know, you pull these pins and these clips come out, and that battery tray will slide right out where you can work on them.
Are there two or is that a single?
There's two separate batteries there.
Okay. And that's how they combine for 24 mm-hmm. volts, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, the exhaust pipe is here on the and the air cleaner.
Air cleaner's right here.
How do you change it or do you service it? It's just this?
You just pull this out and it just comes right out of there. And it's just a cartridge filter and pretty simple. Before you do your four-wheel drive, you got walkout hubs, so you'll have to engage those guys.
Yeah,
we have those built. We're pretty proud of those.
They are functional and look really great as well.
Yeah,
that looks really nice.
Yeah, so they're. You know, you'll have to, and then when you get back, you know, and you're off the road, it's better to turn them out.
Bam.
Saves you a little bit on wear and tear and fuel mileage and whatnot.
That's really cool. I can't wait to drive it.
Yeah.
Roman and I are going to take it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you guys going to go take it around town before you load it up?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, man.
I hope you guys enjoy it, man. And feel free. Call and bug us if you got any questions, any concerns, you know. We're always here to help.
Awesome.
If we don't know the answer, we'll find it.
Awesome. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
So look at this. We got this little tiny Ford Super Duty.
Dude, I know. This is so cool.
Yeah, with this giant.
This is so cool. You're going to have to let me know how this pulls, for sure.
Giant general.
Yeah, I'm excited to find out.
Because we are definitely kind of not maxing it out, but close to it.
It's close to it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Roman, are you saying we're under trucked?
I think we're just right, Andre.
Are we under-trucked?
No, we're just right.
Yeah.
But it looks under-trucked. And then the other thing we were, of course, about is the height. But we did measure it, and so it should go.
You will be totally fine.
So Steve, the manager, right?
Yep.
We measured the height of the exhaust pipe to the ground is nine and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trailer is three. So it's 12 and a half, which is plenty of clearance.
Yep, you should be good.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
If people want to order one of these, where do they go? Obviously, Boyce.
Yeah, boyceequipment.com. Yeah. They can call direct. They can ask for me, and we can go over the build and build them something that they want.
Yeah, so. there you go, guys. Get yourself your very own Tonka truck.
Yeah. There you go,
make
brother.
Make it real. Yeah, yep.
You can even give it a name, too.
Yeah, Giant General.
Giant General.
General, yeah. Yeah. All right, to be continued. See you guys next time. Ciao.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.